You're listening to the Kingwood Cowboys History of Country Music. I'm Larry W. Jones from Kingwood, Texas, and I'll be showcasing the roots of classic and vintage country, cowboy, western, and bluegrass music with interesting commentaries on how the songs came about. Country music and hillbilly music takes its roots from folk ballads and dance tunes with generally simple forms, and harmonies mostly accompanied by string instruments such as banjos, electric and acoustic guitars, steel guitars, fiddles, and harmonicas. Now sit back and enjoy listening to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. Leon Jerry Jack Guthrie was a songwriter and performer whose rewritten version of the Woody Guthrie song Oklahoma Hills was a number one hit in 1945, staying on the charts for 19 weeks. Jack and Woody Guthrie were first cousins. The family moved often, and since Guthrie did not enjoy the discipline of public school life, he would go in the front door of a school and straight out the back door. It's doubtful that he ever completed the sixth grade. He grew up around horses and musical instruments before the family moved to California in the mid-1930s, where he took on the name Jack, Oklahoma, and Okie, because he thought Leon and Jerry were not good cowboy image names. He competed in rodeos as a bucking horse rider, and in 1937 traveled with Woody to Los Angeles, where they landed on the OK and Woody show on KFVD Radio in Hollywood. The B-side of Oklahoma Hills was Jack Guthrie's song, I'm Brandon, My Darling with My Heart, reaching number 5 on the charts in 1945. In July 1947, he was admitted to a hospital with tuberculosis. He died in 1948 in Livermore, California, at 33 years of age. Here is Jack Guthrie and his Oklahomans on Hill and Range Records recording of I'm Brandon, My Darling with My Heart.
I'm a Brandon, my darling, with my heart in a little cozy cabin on the range, where the moon's high above keeps alive our flame of love. I'm a Brandon, my darling, with my heart. I'm howling 'cause I'm happy today, for we've both took a vow that we'd never ever part. I'm a Brandon, my darling, with my heart. I'm a Brandon, my darling, with my heart in a little cozy cabin on the range, where the birds always sing melodies of love in spring. I'm a Brandon, my darling, with my heart. Yippee-yi, yippee-yi, I'm a raring, 'cause this is our wedding day, and we both took a vow that we'll never ever part. I'm a Brandon, my darling, with my heart. I'm a Brandon, my darling, with my heart.
Loose Talk is a 1954 song written by Frederick Segrest stage name Freddie Hart, and recorded by Carl Smith as his last number one. It was at the top spot of the Billboard Country and Western chart for 7 weeks and had a total of 32 weeks listed there. The B-side was More Than Anything Else in the World, which peaked at number 5 in the same chart. The song was covered in 1960 by duet of Buck Owens and Rose Maddox and reached number 4 on the country charts. From 1954, here is Carl Smith with Freddie Hart's song, Loose Talk.
So long we've been married, life's burdens we've carried, though fate kept us humble and made our love true. But plans that we made up, someone seems to break up. Oh, darling, what else can we do? We may have to leave here to find peace of mind. There's a place where we can live a life all our own. For I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone. While I go out walking, there's lots of loose talking. They say we're unhappy and we'll break apart. But darling, it's not true, because I still love you, and I do with all of my heart. We may have to leave here to find peace of mind, dear, some place where we can live a life all our own. For I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone. They say you are leaving, that you are deceiving, but you tell me they say the same about me. But we'll show them they're wrong, that loose talk will do harm, and hope that the truth they will see. We may have to leave here to find peace of mind, dear, some place where we can live a life all our own. For I know you love me, and happy could be if some folks would leave us alone.
Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' history of country music. Welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. The wreck of the old 97 is about the Southern Railway mail train en route from Monroe, Virginia to Spencer, North Carolina. On September 27, 1903, to get to Spencer on time, 33-year-old engineer Joseph Brody derailed it off the Stillhouse Trestle near Danville, Virginia, killing 11 and injuring 7 others. Here's Boxcar Willie with Wreck of the Old 97.
Well, they gave him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're away behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her in Spencer on time. Well, he turned to the black greasy fireman and said, just shovel on a little more coal. And when we cross that wide open mountain, you can watch till 97 rolled. It's a long, long way from Danville to Lynchburg on a line. There's a 3 mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brakes. You can see what a jump that he made. He wasn't going down the grade, doing 90 miles an hour when the whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and scalded it to death by the steam. Well, a telegram came to Washington Station, and this is what it read. Oh, that brave engineer that runs old 97, well, he's lying in old Danville dead. Now come on, you ladies, and from me take warning, and from this day on you must learn. Never speak harsh words to your kind-hearted husband, even leave you.
The song Petals from a Rose was written on October 28, 2006 by Larry W. Jones as song number 4094. Steve Klingforth provided the music and the vocals.
Sending you the petals from a rose, dear, one at a time to remind you of my broken heart. Your vow of love that I recall has gone, dear. Now I feel the fall of lonely teardrops start. Words a love song can compose.
Make the World Go Away. Hank Cochran wrote the song while he was on a date at a movie theater in 1960 when an unnamed film inspired him. He left the theater quickly, and by the time he got home, 15 minutes later, had composed Make the World Go Away. Ray Price recorded the song, and it scored number 2 on the Billboard Country Charts in 1963. The next year, Eddie Arnold would make the song his signature hit, scoring number 1 on the country music charts, and then in 1965, number 6 on the overall Billboard Hot 100 charts, his highest rated song ever.
Make the world go away. Me astray. If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get off my shoulder. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say. The world go away. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away.
Louise Massey was born in San Angelo, Texas in 1902. The Massey family left Texas while Louise Massey was very young, and she grew up near Roswell, New Mexico. In 1918, her father, Henry Massey, started a band that featured himself and 3 of his 8 children in elaborate Spanish outfits. In 1930, they formed a group called the Westerners. Louise, with her flamboyant Spanish-style costumes, became the focal point of the act and received lead billing. In the early 1940s, the Westerners were well known for numerous radio appearances and were appearing on Plantation Party broadcasts 3 nights a week. Louise Massey recorded for several record labels, including Vocalon, OK, and Conqueror Records. Louise wrote the song for which she is best known, In My Adobe Hacienda, based on her adobe house being built in 1941. Here is Louise Massey and the Westerners with In My Adobe Hacienda.
In my adobe hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico.
cactus lovelier than orchids, blooming in the patio, the soft desert stars and the strum of guitars make every evening seem so sweet. In my adobe hacienda, life and love are more complete.
Watch my dream world crumble like clay. Hank Williams recorded this song in 1947.
I built a dream world, darling, for two. Built it on hope and a love I thought was true. But I've seen my blue skies all turned to gray. I watch my dream world crumble like clay. We were so happy, darling, we two. But then you changed, dear, you found someone new. I saw all the joys of life fade far away. I watch my dream world crumble like clay. You promised, darling, that we'd never part. But now you've gone, dear, breaking my heart. I saw your love, dear, fade and die away. I watch my dream world crumble like clay.
Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' history of country music.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys History of Country Music. Jim Carroll was a songwriter who wrote most of Jim Reeves' hit songs, including Stand at Your Window. He also wrote and arranged music for Harvey Mandel and Bonnie Raitt. Stand at Your Window was recorded by Jim Reeves on January 18, 1960, and released in May of that year.
Stand at your window some night, again let me see the one who is holding the best part of me. Stand at your window some night, look at my side of town. Remember, if you change your mind, you know where I'll be found. Each night I look up at your mansion, I can see the window where the light shines through, and I wonder if you still remember the one that you left for someone new. At night, as the darkness surrounds me, in loneliness I wait impatiently, watching for a shadow at your window, a shadow of the one I long to see. Stand at your window some night, again let me see the one who is holding best part of me. Stand at your window some night, look at my side of town. Remember, if you change your mind, you know where I'll be found. Each night as I wait here in the darkness, I watch your window so high above, longing for a look at my old sweetheart, a glimpse of the one that I still love. Stand at your window some night, again let me see the one who is holding the best part of me. Stand at your window some night, look at my side of town. Remember, if you change your mind, you know where I'll be found.
The song Oh Lonesome Me was written and recorded in December 1957 by Don Gibson, with Chet Atkins producing it for RCA Victor. Released in 1958, the song topped the country charts for 8 weeks. The flip side was I Can't Stop Loving You, which became a standard country song about unrequited love. The vocal backing on both songs were provided by the Jordanaires. Here's Don Williams with Oh Lonesome Me.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z.
still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to C. Oh, lonesome me. Oh, lonesome me.
Drowsy Waters. This is probably the most unusual Marty Robbins vocal you will ever hear. Hawaiian steel guitar master Jerry Bird said, in the beautiful Wailana, or Drowsy Waters, Marty demonstrates the Hawaiian style of falsetto, or high tenor, singing. This kind of singing reaches back to the early days of Hawaiian history, when certain taboos forbidding women to sing the old chants left it up to some of the men to sing the women's part in a high-pitched voice. Marty Robbins is one of the few Hapahaoles, or white men, who have mastered this skill. From his 1963 album, Hawaii's Calling Me, here is Marty Robbins as you've never heard him sing before. In My Heart is a song written by Fred Rose under the pseudonym Floyd Jenkins and recorded by Hank Williams. It was released after Hank Williams' death by MGM Records in 1956. Williams recorded the song while living in Shreveport, working at the Louisiana Hayride in 1948 and 1949. It was one of several Fred Rose compositions that Hank performed on the Johnny Fair Syrup radio show on KWKH in Shreveport. Johnny Fair Syrup was a 1928 division of Shreveport Syrup Company, which sponsored several musicians on radio stations in Louisiana. Fred Rose produced Hank's records and published his songs through his company, Acuff Rose. Here is Hank and Audrey Williams with Blue Love in My Heart.
I've got a blue love in my heart. What can I do, love, with my heart? It's got a burning yearning while we're apart. I got a blue love in my heart, so blue the night right to me and say, you've got a true love in your heart, and I'll come through, love in your heart, and stop this burning yearning while we're apart. I got a blue love in my heart. I've got an old flame in my heart, a solid gold flame in my heart. I'm like a weeping willow while we're apart. I got a blue love in my heart. What can I do? Where can I go? I never knew I loved you so. I've got a blue love in my heart. What can I do, love, with my heart? I'm like a weeping willow while we're apart. I've got a blue love in my heart.
I got a blue love in my heart.
I've got a blue love in my heart. What can I do, love, with my heart? And stop this yearning, burning while we're apart. I've got a blue love in my heart. So blue the night, so blue the day. Why don't you write to me and say, you've got a blue love in your heart, and I'll come through.
That is the good one. That's the best one I've heard you sing in a day or two. Yeah, that's a fine one. That got a blue love in my heart. I used to fiddle out in rivers back in my old fiddling days. Huh? You don't believe I used to fiddle, huh?
I'm gonna
Mother's best. Okay, I'm gonna play the fiddle here one of these mornings. Back in my old days, down everybody down around Montgomery, Alabama, and down them woods, know I used to play the fiddle.
Yes, sir.
Didn't I, Sam? Yeah, I used to have to. Let's put it that way. Yeah, played the steel, the fiddle, and all. Sam was the rhythm man, wasn't he? Well, sir, friends, you know, we get a lot of enjoyment out of coming up here every morning, and we know we got a lot of friends out there listening to us because you write to us, and that makes us feel awful good. Why don't you, today, if you ain't already done it, you go to your grocery store, get yourself a sack of Mother's Best flour. Give it a try. The man ain't got it, tell him to get it. If he says he can't get it, tell him, well, you get somewhere else to trade. How about that? That's the best way I know of. Say, now, look, Herman, I want me some Mother's Best flour. Now, get it or I'll move my boarding place. Now, just either one. Remember, Mother's Best. When you get Mother's Best, that's the best you can do, because you done got the best when you get Mother's Best. All our friends out there that request hymns, ordering all the bunch gathering around here now. All of us going to join in on this one. I wrote this song about, five, six, maybe seven years ago. Fellas in the key of D, all of you join in with me here.
Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. Welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. The song Don't Make Me Go to Bed and I'll Be Good was written by Hugh Ballard Cross, who was a vocalist, banjo picker, songwriter, and a member of the Cumberland Ridge Runners. He also wrote Red River Valley. His song Don't Make Me Go to Bed and I'll Be Good was first recorded by Bill Cox and Cliff Hobbs on October 19, 1937, and released in 1938. The song tells the story of a baby boy who was sent to bed for disturbing the household with his glee. The ending is a real heartbreaker. From December 16, 1947, here's Red Foley's recording on Decca Records, number 74,345.
A laughing baby boy, one evening in his play, disturbed the household with his noisy glee. I warned him to be good, but he soon disobeyed, for he would soon forget a word from me. I called him to my side and said, son, you must go to bed. Your conduct has been very, very rude. With trembling lips and tear-filled eyes, he pleaded then with me, don't make me go to bed and I'll be good. Our lives had just been gladdened by his bright ascending beams. Our boy now in our hearts was very dear. I hastened to his bed, found him talking in his sleep. He didn't seem to know that we were near. I took him in my arms and found his body racked with pain. To ease his pain, we did the best we could. It broke my heart to hear him crying loudly in his sleep. Don't make me go to bed and I'll be good. All night and day we watched and prayed. We never left his side. Oh, to give him up it seemed we never could. It broke my heart to hear him saying just before he died, don't make me go to bed, I'll be good. Don't, Papa, and I'll be good. Don't, Papa, and I'll be good. That's what I heard him say, and it haunts me night and day. Don't make me go to bed and I'll be good.
A Place for Homeless Hearts. This one was written in 1956 by Frank Wolford and Ruth Sanson. It was recorded in Wheeling, West Virginia on Admiral Records by Dusty Owens and his Rodeo Boys. Dusty said about Little Jimmy Dickens, "Jimmy Dickens was the greatest showman I ever knew. I saw him in Flint as a guest with the Roy Acuff show. He stole the show. The audience wouldn't let him off the stage. Now I had the privilege to work with him in Saginaw. It was there when he received confirmation that he was accepted as a regular on the Grand Ole Opry and as a new recording artist for Columbia Records. Jimmy taught me how to handle an audience." Here is Dusty Owens and his Rodeo Boys with A Place for Homeless Hearts.
I didn't know that you could be so cruel. Never thought we'd be apart. But now you tell me we are through, and I'm just a homeless heart. There must be somewhere on this earth for lonely men like me, a meeting place for homeless hearts who are lost without a friend. Maybe in this place for homeless hearts, someone will pity me. They'll take away my broken heart. My love will be set free. And if she's lonely just like me and needs a love that's true, we'll leave this place for homeless hearts to someone just like you. Hearts, someone will pity me. They'll take away my broken heart. My love will be set free. And if she's lonely just like me and needs a love that's true, we'll leave this place for homeless hearts to someone just like you.
Jimmy Eaves Newman, better known as Jimmy C. Newman, the C stands for Cajun, was a country music and Cajun singer-songwriter and longtime star of the Grand Ole Opry. Newman was born near Big Mamou, Louisiana. As a child, he listened more to Gene Autry than to Cajun music in the area. In 1953, he was signed to Dot Records, and the following year recorded Cry, Cry, Darlin', which reached number 4 on the country charts. His recording success led the Louisiana Hayride in Shreveport, Louisiana, to hire him as a regular performer. His next 4 records all reached top 10 status, and in 1956, he was invited to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. That following year, he released his biggest hit, A Fallen Star, which spent 2 weeks at number 2 and also entered the top 25 on the Billboard Hot 100 pop chart. Here, though, from 1954, is a song that got Jimmy C. Newman started, Cry, Cry, Darlin'.
Do if you'd leave me with the blues. Cry, cry, darling. That's all I do if it's you I should lose. For me, there'd be no moonlight if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling. That's what I do, 'cause you're the one in my heart. Dry if you should go. Cry, cry, darling. When shadows creep, I just weep all night, I know. You know how much I'd miss you if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling. That's all I do, 'cause you're the one in my heart.
The song I'll Be True to the One I Love was written by Ike Cargill and E. Sittlemeyer. Ike Cargill was a songwriter, singer, and guitarist. He recorded for Vocalion in the mid-1930s, but is best known for his songwriting. Laura Lee Owens, daughter of singer Tex Owens, did the singing on this 1942 song, with Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys providing the music.
Thank you.
Larry W. Jones is the author of over 7,700 songs, the world's largest collection of song lyrics written by an individual songwriter. Musicians and recording artists may freely edit and arrange his lyrics to fit their music and singing. To view the entire collection, as well as his public radio exchange programs, 22 volumes of lyrics publications, music videos, and a documentary of the Great American Horse Drive, visit kingwoodcowboy.com. That's cowboy with a K. Well, folks, that about does it for this episode of Kingwood Cowboy's History of Country Music. I hope you've enjoyed it. Tune in again for another episode with commentary on the roots of country music. Until then, remember to always ride in the direction the horse is going. Adios.